You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 1380 WPHM, from rising pharmacy prices to prior authorization headaches, navigating the healthcare system can feel overwhelming at times. Well, we're joined now by the president and CEO of Ascendion. He's going to talk about why costs keep going up and a new movement that aims to deliver meaningful healthcare reform for all Americans. Paul Markovich on the line with us right now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, even people that have insurance are paying more than ever. Why does healthcare still feel so expensive for everybody these days?
Well, Paul, it feels so expensive because it is so expensive. Right now, the average health insurance premium for a family is $27,000 a year, and that just keeps rising. And the main reason it does is because all the players and participants in the system tend to get paid more when they do more. And so we get a lot more services, a lot more expensive services, because it's profitable. And a great example of that, I think, is colonoscopies for colon cancer screening. You know, in most Western European countries, the vast majority of people do a very simple at-home test to do the screen. But in the United States, a very small percentage of them do, and instead they go in and take time off work, they get anesthesia, and they have a very invasive procedure called the colonoscopy. Not because it's better for the patient, it's clearly more inconvenient, but it generates a lot of revenue, thousands of dollars each colonoscopy.
That's interesting. Prescription drug price is really kind of the focal point. What's behind the rising costs that we're seeing at the pharmacy?
I think one of the big drivers of pharmacy costs are there's all these intermediaries between the pharmacy manufacturer and the patient who uses the drug, and they all get really a commission on the price of the drug. And so their incentive is to make sure they fill that prescription with the most expensive drug that's available instead of the one that's most cost effective. And so we get a lot of high drug prices and high inflation because the incentives in the system drive folks that way. And it's one of the things in Worthy that we advocate for is to change that system.
Yeah, I want to talk about Worthy because this is a new approach to healthcare. We have talked for decades about healthcare reform. What makes Worthy different from previous efforts?
Well, I think what makes it different is we're trying to get to the root cause of what is driving the behavior that makes healthcare so expensive, impersonal, and inconvenient. So, for example, Worthy is advocating for creating a comprehensive, real-time digital health record for every American. Because let's face it, I mean, when you think about your life, you can pretty much manage it using your phone or your favorite device in almost every other aspect of your life, except for healthcare, where we still use fax machines and clipboards. And we can take a lot of administrative costs out of the healthcare system, make the services way more convenient for people, and also personalize healthcare because you and all of your treating clinicians would know everything there is to know about you in one place digitally. So that's the kind of thing where you're not going to get healthcare to be more efficient or give up its fax machines unless you can bring it into the digital age. And that's the sort of thing that is one of the root causes of the problems in healthcare we're trying to address.
There seems to be a lot of mistrust when it comes to healthcare. What kind of changes could lower out-of-pocket costs and rebuild trust in the healthcare system?
Well, I think trust comes from knowing all the information that you can and knowing that the people around you have your back. And so by creating this digital health record, you should have all the information that you need about your health at your fingertips. And I think if we're paying the people who are treating you to help you get healthier and be happier, then they're far more likely to do whatever they can in your best interest to make you better. And I think that both rebuilds trust and also helps make healthcare affordable.
So what is Worthy? Is it health insurance? Is it something different? Explain a little bit more about what Worthy is and how people can find out more about it.
Yeah, well, you can find out more about it at thisisworthy.com, our website. But Worthy is a movement. It's trying to transform what is a dysfunctional healthcare system that's bankrupting and failing us into one that's worthy of our family and friends and sustainably affordable for everyone. And so what we believe is that the changes that need to happen, those that get to the core issues I mentioned before, they're not going to come from the industry itself, and they need to come from the federal government. And so we're trying to get a critical mass of people to really demand a change in the status quo and to adopt some of these changes, like the ones I mentioned, creating a digital health record, ensuring that we're paying people appropriately so they have the patient's best interest in mind and they're putting patients ahead of profits. So that's it. That's what we're aiming to do.
All right. We will check it out. Thisisworthy.com. Paul, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
It's been my pleasure.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Paul Markovich, President and CEO of Ascendion, and thisisworthy.com, their website. Might be